shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And welcome back. This is Tom Skarda, and this is the Franchise Radio Show. And we are live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you listen to us on podcast, please spread it to your friends and family. Let them know that there's free franchise education out there. And what I do on a regular basis is help people figure out if franchising is for them or not. And I'm the author of three different books, two about franchising. One is Franchise Savvy, the six strategies that pros use to pick top-performing franchises. And a buddy of mine, Matt, the franchise guy, Stevens, and I wrote a book together called Franchise Freedom and the Common Mistakes That People Make When Going Through a Franchise Review, which is very valuable if you're going through a franchise review. A lot of mistakes are made, and you don't want to make a mistake. It could cost you a lot of money. So you want to make sure that you're getting involved with the right franchise for you. So we are with Josh York, the founder and CEO of Gym Guys. Gym Guys based here on Long Island now. Am I going to get this right? How many states? 28 states?
26.
26 states. And one of the top growing franchises in America, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, which is unbelievable. I mean, it usually takes, 10 years to grow to 100 franchises. How did you guys do it so fast?
It's pretty simple. You know, like I spoke about before, it's that fuel component, right? The four components that every business model needs to be successful. And that's the, fun, unity, earnings, and leadership. And really applying that to your business really, really, really helps, right? And, we don't run this like a business. We run it like a family business. And got a lot of love for, everyone within our organization. And we surround ourselves with great people.
And that's the unity part, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, people always ask me, what's a great franchise? What makes a great franchise? And it's the culture more than anything. Of course, you got to make money. There's got to be unit economics that makes sense. The investment has to be right for you. But it's really the culture of the franchise and how, the founder and the president of the company knows you, knows your family, knows, who's making communion, who's getting married, who's having a bar mitzvah. I mean, that is the kind of company I like to be involved with. What I wouldn't prefer personally is, being in a franchise that's so big that they know you as store 3423 and they just want to know if you paid your royalties. That's not fun. That takes the fun out of it. That takes the unity out of it. All that fuel, and that's like, it's a different kind of business model. So you got to figure out what's really right for you. And so we do, we do a lot of business with Gym Guys as franchise consultants, and we love the model because it's mobile, which means that the overhead is limited, right? So you have these vans. So what does that look like? So if somebody wanted to start a Gym Guys franchise, I mean, does it take $1 million? Does it take, what does somebody really need to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get in for one location, all in investment with everything is roughly around $72,000.
That's amazing. So $72,000. And of course, we'd love to tell you how much you could make because the numbers would knock your socks off, but we don't talk about earnings. But when you talk to franchise owners, they're very, very happy. And that's and that makes the key to a great franchise is the great culture and great happy franchisees doing validation. So I think that is really powerful. You have a great development person too. I don't want to forget my friend.
Yep, so, absolutely. Yep. Ray Reichert, and he's fantastic.
So Ray and I know each other for many years, and he's doing a great job. So I don't want to leave him out.
Absolutely,
he's a great guy, and so. With the system itself that you have, you don't need to be a trainer. Do you have to love fitness to be in the business, do you think?
You don't need any fitness experience at all. Most of them, about 90% of our, franchise family members have no fitness experience whatsoever, right? So, you can obviously, but you need to have a love for helping people, right? And if you have the love for helping people, it's definitely a right fit for you.
For helping people, that's great. That's an awesome thing. So how did you personally get the chutzpah to get into this thing and grow it. I mean, because you could have just had your own little van and just been, you know, Josh's gym, and that's it. What made you have this vision?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it all starts with, you know, walking around with a paintbrush in your pocket. And I'm not saying literally, but you need to be able to paint that vision, right? And I look back to when I started and who I brought on board and how I did it. It was very challenging because, you know, I didn't come from money. I didn't have anyone just give me money and say, here, start your business. I had to really paint that picture, you know, and one person in particular, one of the first people that I brought on board, you know, I look back and I can't believe how much money I paid her. It was like nothing, but she believed. And we were sharing one table in a small office. We had a long extension cord for a phone. We didn't even have call waiting. And it was just her and I, and I kept painting that picture for her. And I know today, to this day, she still sometimes pinches herself because she cannot believe it. And she doesn't make peanuts anymore, obviously. You know, she makes a very good living now. But, you know, money's great, right? But it's not all about money. You know, there's a lot more to it sometimes. And, you know, I know people literally would take almost half a pay cut to be happy, right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
you can make $500,000 a year. But if you're not happy, you're going to be miserable every single day.
Right.
You need to be passionate about what you want to do. And when I started this, you know, again, going back to working on the business, not in the business, I just couldn't do it forever, right? Because what am I going to do when I'm in my 40s, my 50s? I'm going to still be running with the van. It's just not scalable, right? So, you know, I had the vision from day one to be the largest fitness brand on this planet, and we will be the largest fitness brand on this planet in 15 to 20 years. No one will stop us, and that's a fact. So everyone that's hearing it right now, that is a fact, because we don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. You know, we drive all day, every day, and it's all about believing, right? You need to feel it, see it, and believe it. And if you put in your mind for 1 second that, you know, you have a backup plan, well, I promise you, you will fail. Mm-hmm. I never got into this and said to myself, hey, you know, if this doesn't work out, I can go back to the gym. I said, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. That's it.
No plan B.
No plan B.
No plan B.
We have a story about that, don't we? So we have a friend. So my daughter, who's 27 now, but she had a really good friend, Brooke Shapiro, who wanted to be an actress. And when they were in high school, the guidance counselor said, okay, you're applying for college. What's your major? And she said, theater, Brooke. And they said, okay, that's great. And what's your minor? And she said, well, I don't have a minor. And the counselor was, oh, no. You need to have a minor. Because, you know, it may not work out. Most likely.
You need a plan B.
You need a plan B. And she said, if I have a plan B, I'll never be an actress. And today, she's a professional actress.
She just performed, actually, this past week in Broadway in Bryant Park, and she performed in front of 6,000 people. She was singing. It was amazing. And I actually performed off-Broadway with her a couple of months ago. We were in a play together off-Broadway.
Yeah, wow. So
that's exciting. That's great.
It is. She's doing it. She's doing it.
So I'm listening to you, and I'm like, so were you born with that knowledge? Because I know I wasn't. I had to learn this. I had to fight my parents, who told me, just, you know, get a city job and get a pension and be happy. And I did. And I was, you know, a subway conductor, opening and closing doors. The best job you can have. You can't get fired. But I quit and bought a franchise because I knew I wanted more. It wasn't fulfilling my soul. But I had to read a million freaking books to get there. And even to this day, I have to fight the notion of, oh, let me just, you know, get a job. It's safer. And you know, when I work with these franchises, these franchise prospects, they want to buy a franchise. I tell people, listen, you know, your choice is not franchise A or franchise B. It really comes down to the choice between uncertainty or unhappiness. Mm-hmm. And most people choose unhappiness. And they stick with the job, and they're too scared to pull the trigger. So what made you pull that trigger? I mean, what's the impetus for you? I mean, did you learn this? How did you do it?
Listen, I could sit here and tell you stories that would give you ulcers of what it took to get to where I am today. You have no idea. You know, I've sacrificed a lot. I would wake up every day around 3:15 in the morning. I'd come home at around 11:45 every night. I would strictly for years, probably 5 years, eat tuna and peanut butter and jelly, and that's it. And I can't even look at a can of tuna anymore because it makes me nauseous. Mm. I've done everything I can to put every penny into this business. I had times where I had literally $57 in my bank account when I had to make a $15,000, $20,000 payroll in 2 days and contemplated driving to a casino to put my life savings on red. Obviously red, that's our color, right? You know, but that obviously wasn't a wise idea, so I came up with other solutions. But just never stop. You know, the biggest challenge for people is they don't fall in love with patience. And if you don't have patience, you'll never win. No. You need to have patience, and you need to understand it's a roller coaster ride, right? You need to strap in, but you need to love the process.
Yeah.
I live for the process. I love it. I love it. I wouldn't change it. I love the grind, and I love just the challenge, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to get what you did done, you know? You mentioned the E-Myth. What other books have inspired you along the way?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the greatest book of all time, it's my favorite, is Shoe Dog. It's the story of Nike. It's the most amazing book in the world, and everyone should read that book.
Shoe Dog? I never heard of that one.
It's on Blinkist.
It's the most amazing book ever.
I listened to it on Blinkist.
Yeah, we have to. If it's the most amazing book, we actually have to read the whole book. Yeah. You ever hear of Blinkist?
Yep.
Blinkist takes all these great books and just puts them down to 15-minute bullet points of the most important things out of the book. So we use that kind of as a, you know, you see what books you want to read, basically. Yep. And then I listen to them on Audible because I'm very rarely do I have a book in my hands because I'm usually doing a lot of mindless stuff, like, you know, folding laundry or whatever. And it's a great way just to listen to.
You're writing jokes. You're doing real stuff.
I'm not just doing stuff. No, but there is some mindless stuff that I do during the day. And it's great way. Audible's a great way to do that. So I like to. Shoe Dog. That's okay. I'm going to listen to that one.
Fantastic book.
Yeah. I'm listening to The Virgin Way right now. Another very good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. What else? Who else do you follow anybody, you know, seminar wise, thought leaders, anything like that?
Not too often, you know. I'm a pretty motivating guy. I motivate myself, you know.
You are a thought leader.
Here's what it comes down to, right? You know, and I'll give you a perfect example. I fire people up. That's what I do. I've spoken in front of thousands. I've spoken in front of a couple hundred, right? And at the end, and I've been mentored by some of the best in the business, people that run billion-dollar companies, from Fred DeLuca, you know, the founder of Subway, to some other high-profile individuals. I've been mentored by the best. And I've had people that will ask me, you know, can you help me? Would you give me some advice? Would you mentor me? And I tell them, absolutely, right? Because, you know, I want to do what people have done for me, right, and give back. And out of every single conference and seminar I've been to this day, you know how many people have actually called and emailed me to follow up? Zero. Mm-hmm. And that is the point. Mm-hmm. People do not execute. No. And if you want to be successful, you have to execute. Do I listen to a couple of people? Yeah, you know, look, I like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's cool. You know, he's good. You know, he's, but he says everything I say. It doesn't matter, you know, because I say these things anyway, you know. He's just trying to get the message out there. But everyone's worried about, you know, what people are going to think. Everyone's worried about, oh, you know, can I do this or can I do that or should I do this? Just do it. Just do it. That's it. Just do it.
There's so much fear. And then other things come in. People don't even realize what comes into play. Like for us, when we, you know, Gina was a New York City police officer and I was a transit worker. And then we became entrepreneurs through franchising. And then people started pulling away from us. So a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't want to, like, you know, lose my friends because they know me as, you know, the accountant or the police officer or whatever it is. And the thing is, you can't live your life for other people. So that's just a whole nother story that happens. And that stops people in their tracks. So you need to, I think, submerge yourself in various books and in different, you know, whatever it might be, whether you go to YouTube and watch motivational videos now, and it'll help you really get off your duff and make things happen if you want to, you know. And it's not for everybody, as you know. You know, some people want to just work the job 9 to 5, go home. That's how my dad was. He was happy with being a cop, and that's all he wanted to be. And he'd rather not even be that.
And there's nothing wrong with that, right? You know, some people, you know, want to watch every TV show on a TV, right? They want to watch Netflix. They want to, you know, do whatever they want to do. They want to make sure they're, you know, come home every day by 5 o'clock. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine, right? It's all about what you want to do, what you want out of life. But it's pretty simple, right? Entrepreneurship is living a couple years of your life like most people won't. So you can live the rest of your life like most people can't. that's it.
Oh, I
that's
love it. That.
Plain and simple.
Say that again. Entrepreneurship is living your life like most people won't.
Living a couple years of your life like most people won't, so you can live the rest of your life like most people can't.
That's great. That's right. I got to write that down.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a keeper.
That's a keeper.
That's a keeper. That's going to go on the mirror. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah,
so we, we're big fans of that kind of stuff, and have, even people asking us, can you help us with whatever? And, we're all about giving back and helping people grow their business and just understand what it's like to be able to step out of your comfort zone. You know how it is if, life begins at the edge of your comfort zone, and you got to really take a chance. You really got nothing to lose. And when you think about, like the solar eclipse that just happened recently, it makes you realize how small you are and how quick life goes. And you're only here for a short time. So why not give it a shot? You know, people, we're taught so much on how to, play to not lose instead of just playing to win. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very, very powerful.
Sure is.
So, Gina, you have a question on your mind?
I don't know. I was just, do I look like I have a question on my mind?
I thought you did. Maybe it's just your allergies. And,
yeah, I'm dying.
Yeah, no problem. But I'm glad that you're with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here myself.
It really helps me greatly. So glad you're here. So in Gym Guys, what's the amount of employees that somebody has in a Gym Guys franchise operation?
It ranges. It could be from one to, our top franchise location has about 27 employees. So it ranges, and obviously that scales and grows depending on, how many classes you're doing, how many part-time people you have, how many full-time people you have, and really where your business is as far as, growth. Are you in your first year, second year, third year? We've only been franchising 3 years. So, if I look at our top franchise right now, as far as, how long they've been on, they obviously have a lot more employees than everyone else because, mm-hmm. They've been doing this for quite a while. So their account's going to continue to grow.
How many vans does an average Gym Guys franchisee have?
Anywhere from, 2 to 4.
Oh, that's it?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But you could go bigger.
Yeah, our top franchise has about, 12 vans now, 13 vans.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you pretty much schedule the vans according to the trainers.
No, everything's gets scheduled around the client. So obviously, whatever the client's looking for as far as time mm-hmm. frame, that's how we schedule the appointments. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, as a, somebody who's quit a job to buy a franchise myself, the question that's always in the back of somebody's mind is, okay, I see you guys are successful. I see you got successful franchisees, but am I going to be successful? Will I ever get a client? What if I buy this franchise and I never get a client? Oh my God, I'm going to blow $72,000. So is there something like a marketing plan that you have in effect that...
Absolutely. Yeah. So we pretty much just turn the switch on, we have it's done for you, the marketing. We take care of everything, right? So it's a full turnkey operation, a blueprint for you to be successful. So we take care of that, but we let everyone know, look, Subway's the largest franchise in the world. They had more failure last year than success. You got to follow the system.
Right.
If you're not going to follow the system, you're not going to succeed. And that's why, like you said in the beginning, franchising is not for everyone. You got to follow the system. And you do have to give up a little bit of entrepreneurial freedom, because you have to understand at the same time, there's systems and we know what works. It's right. you're not going to open up a burger joint or, a donut store and, their systems are proven and the recipes are fantastic and all of a sudden start changing them, right?
Right. Well, that's why you're buying a franchise to begin with, for a proven system.
Correct.
Right. Right. But I disagree. You're not giving up your entrepreneurship. What you're doing is stepping back and getting coached. Right. So mm-hmm. you still have the latitude to make decisions day in and day out. Because mm-hmm. I think that's a myth that people have about franchising is that they're going to tell you every rule and regulation and where to buy everything. And some of that's true, but not all of it. You're running the operation and the Gym Guys operation. You're the CEO and the CFO of your business. You're running it. And, you're not doing the training. If you are, then you basically bought yourself a job. And that's not what we want. We want to build a business. So that's am I right about that?
No, you're correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about your model incorrectly, mm-hmm. but so this is great. So I want to thank everybody for listening. This is the Franchise Radio Show. Jim Guys is with us tonight. So you've been listening to Josh York. And Josh, how do we get in touch with you and Jim Guys?
It's pretty simple. Visit our website, jimguys.com, or you can call us directly at 1-855-JIM-GUYS to find out more information.
Yeah, and so this is a Franchise Radio Show. And if you're interested in a free copy of my book, Franchise Savvy, just email me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Again, tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Ask for your free book, and I will be happy to send you a copy of my number one bestseller, Franchise Savvy. And thank you for listening. We are working nationwide helping people learn about franchising and whether it's right for them. Tune in every Tuesday night on 103.9 FM in New York and on thefranchiseradioshow.com. This is Tom Scarta. We'll see you next time.
Had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.